inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-755-7100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-755-7100.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-755-7100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel. It's his ninth visit to the region since the October 7th attacks, and this is the reason for this visit.
To bring an agreement for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages across the finish line.
Blinken says Prime Minister Netanyahu supports the bridging proposal for a ceasefire and hostage release that was outlined by President Biden and says Hamas must get on board. President Biden will give the keynote address on this first night of the Democratic National Convention. Vice President Harris will accept the party's nomination for president on Thursday night. Former President Trump and his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, will appear at separate rallies today in Pennsylvania. Phil Donahue has died. He was the first TV talk show host to include audience participation. He was 88. Expelled New York Congressman George Santos expected to plead guilty to a number of fraud charges when he appears in federal court today. This is ABC News. A body has been recovered after a luxury yacht sank during a storm off Sicily. British tech magnate Mike Lynch is among the six people still missing. 15 people were recovered. Carl Icahn settles with the U.S. after he was accused of using his company to secure personal loans with billions.
Billionaire Carl Icahn and his company have been charged by U.S. regulators for failing to disclose billions in personal loans secured by Icahn Enterprises Securities. The SEC says Icahn pledged up to 82% of his company's securities without proper disclosure. To settle the charges, Icahn will pay $1.5 million and his company $500,000 in civil penalties. Both have agreed to cease future violations without admitting or denying the findings. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Walmart is ending drone deliveries in Arizona, Utah, and Florida due to the high cost. It partnered with DroneUp to close 18 hubs not too long ago. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is in Chicago for this week's Democratic National Convention.
It's good, and it's good to have Democrats getting together and finding out what other states are doing at the same time that, you know, we're learning from other states. You know, bringing people together and being able to hear directly from the folks that are running for president and vice president.
While the DNC is in Chicago, there will be plenty of focus on Wisconsin. Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will hold a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, Republican Vice Presidential Candidate J.D. Vance will hold a press conference in Kenosha on the topic of crime and safety, while in Milwaukee Friday to pick up the endorsement of the city's police union. Vance compared illegal immigration to a previous wave of immigrants.
But has anybody ever seen the movie Gangs of New York? That's what I'm talking about. We know that when you have these massive ethnic enclaves forming in our country, it can sometimes lead to higher crime rates. What we want is an American immigration policy that promotes assimilation, that no matter where you come from, you can become an American, but only if we have an immigration policy that promotes assimilation.
Milwaukee Police Association is endorsing Vance and former President Donald Trump. Civil rights groups are trying to block expansion of Interstate 94 in Milwaukee.
The Milwaukee NAACP, the Sierra Club, and Milwaukee area faith groups claim the project will favor suburban residents of the area over the mostly low-income community members that will be affected by the expansion. The Journal Sentinel reports the lawsuit was originally filed in 2017 when the expansion was first planned, but a lack of funding canceled the project. Now that the proposed expansion is back on schedule, the groups will refile their lawsuit on Monday. If the project moves forward regardless, they want more funding for public transit and pedestrian and bike paths through the area. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today and quite comfortable, with calm winds out of the northwest. High temperatures are hitting the low 80s. This as a high-pressure system settles in overhead, keeping us dry all week long. A few clouds build in tonight with low temperatures falling to the mid-50s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 76.
Corn, soybeans, and even some flavors of wheat managed a positive close today. Fat cattle futures posted an impressive turnaround, and lean hogs were higher. Seems everything is in order. Well, now, on to Crop Tour coverage. Live from Crop Tour Day Numero Unamento via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll talk with Eastern Tour Director Brian Grady, and then we'll catch up with Chip out west. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. I'm your handsome master of ceremonies, Davis Michelson, behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. So glad that you've decided to tune in today. Crop Tour, Crop Tour, Crop Tour, baby, all week long. If you would like to gain a window into what's going on out there among scouts and tour leaders, hashtag PFTour24, hashtag PF24 on X. I'll just say this one more time, on X. You know, it used to be Twitter. I'm not going to say it used to be Twitter anymore. If I have to be the first one, we're just calling it X now. If you don't know that X used to be Twitter, you probably don't need to know. Anyway. Don't get me started. Hashtag PFTour24. You can see the results. I've got an idea. I would really like to see what these good folks are finding for lunch. Maybe we can start a thing where the scouts will take pictures of their lunch. Because I don't know. Somebody was talking about liver and onions. Somebody was talking about rabbit that they found along the road. Well, not that they found a restaurant that they found along the highways and byways that serves rabbit. I've got questions. I would love to see that. We'll see if we can put a bug in their ear over that. We're underway here. We spoke with Brian Grady this morning. Of course, editor of Pro Farmer. That's his day job, but he's off leading the eastern leg of the tour. He started out in Ohio and is making his way maybe to Indiana by now, but he's definitely headed westward. Meanwhile, Chip and his contingent began in the southeastern corner. Jeez, I'm going to do this all week long. Whatever. He started in South Dakota, making his way southward through eastern Nebraska. We'll get a report from him. This has got to be a big day for Chip. I mean, if you have listened to AgriTalk at all, you know what a soft spot the Nebraska soybean crop has in Chip's heart. I imagine him out there frolicking. The hills are alive with the sound of soybeans. That's what's going on in Chip Flory's head right now, I'm pretty sure. We'll find out. We'll find out later. But first, you know how we do. Let's cover the news. We'll get to the markets, and then we'll move on. Winter wheat futures tried to turn positive as corn and soybeans gained strength today, but ultimately gave back much of what was gained, or at least some of it. USDA reported export inspections of 347,000 metric tons, down 319,000 metric tons from the previous week, but it was within the pre-report range of expectations. World Weather Inc. reports 10 days to 2 weeks of additional dry and warm weather is expected in southeastern Europe and southern Russia. December SRWD futures dipped below support at 546 and three quarters, but closed back above that level. December HRWD wheat futures 1.5 cents higher today at 556 and a half. December SRWD wheat declined 0.25 cents to 552 and one quarter. September spring wheat slipped 6 cents lower to 587 and one quarter. We've been saying for a while the wheat market really needs a crop problem somewhere else. the major world exporters, of course, you've got Russia. And so if we've got World Weather Inc. reporting the expectation for 10 days to 2 weeks of dry and warm weather in southern Europe and southern Russia, that French crop is having problems as well. It could turn into some interest in U.S. wheat. Corn futures surged higher through midday after a timid open. USDA reported export inspections of 1.17 million metric tons. That's up from the previous week and near the upper end of the pre-report range of estimates. Now, technically, December futures broke through overhead resistance at 398 and a quarter, opening the door for follow-through strength tomorrow, although corn futures improve their technical posture. Short position holders are sticking to their guns on the short side of the corn market for now. September corn futures up 7.5 cents to 378 today. December corn gained 7.75 cents to $4.25. That's an upside SAS close. March corn futures closed at 419 and a quarter. That's 8.5 cents higher on the day. The strength across the soy complex today gave soybean futures a decent lift to start the week. Gains in soybean oil ran counter to WTI crude oil's price softness during today's trade. USDA reported 332,000 metric tons of soybeans sold for delivery to China and 110,000 metric tons to unknown destinations during 24-25. USDA also reported export inspections of 398,000 metric tons, up 49,000 from the previous week, and within the pre-report estimate range. September beans 17.5 cents higher at 956 at a quarter. November beans gained 19, 976. Jan beans closed at 994.5, up 18.5 cents on the day. December cotton today, 144 points higher, 68.68. Cattle futures all over the place today, all told. October live cattle, 72.5 cents higher, 179.02.5. September feeders down 22.5 cents to 239.27.5. And October lean hog futures gained $1.72.5 to 76.80. With that, let's get to this industry spotlight.
Brandon Walter is a corn portfolio marketing lead at Corteva. He joins us right now. Brandon, Pioneer has always been an innovator in corn genetics, but it starts with the basic, and that means the germplasm, right?
Oh, absolutely. Ultimately, all of our products and our performance is based on that germplasm. But I think the thing that's exciting at Pioneer is we spend a lot of time on helping deliver that best-in-class germplasm, but ultimately, too, of how can we help support additional farmer needs and also continue to bring the latest and most advanced traits to the marketplace as well.
Very good. What's new for the 24 season?
We're really excited about the launching of our two newest technologies, both four seed enlist corn and power cornless corn. So as we think about four seed enlist corn, what that product is, that's going to bring us both above and below ground protection. So when you think about those heavy corn on corn acres, it's a great option to go out there and help defend against those tough pests. And what we're seeing with that is not only the enhanced insect protection, but also the yield advantage. And so in 2023, our Vorseed Enlist products showed about a 71% win advantage with a 12.1 bushel advantage versus both SmartStax and SmartStax Pro competitors. For those customers that don't have the corn on corn acres and are maybe looking for something that just brings that above ground protection, PowerCore and Enlist Corn is going to be a great option. And so that's going to bring, again, just that above ground protection against those tough pests, but again, continues to bring that enhanced yield advantage when we think about a 68% win advantage in 2023 with about a 9.3 bushel advantage. So again, both of these technologies are going to give our farmers the yield potential that they've seen from Pioneer, but continuing to bring all those other additional features here for the 2024 season and 25 season and beyond.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information, Brandon?
Customers can go to pioneer.com, or another option too is go talk to your local Pioneer representative and they'd be happy to talk to you more about our Vorceed Enlist Corn and PowerCore Enlist Corn options for the 2025 season.
Fantastic. Thank you, Brandon. That is Brandon Walter, Corn Portfolio Lead for Corteva.
Toodle pip, everyone, and here we go. We are underway. Here we go. This from at Lansky Farms. Are you really on crop tour if you don't try something different? Liver and onion, rabbit, bologna sandwich. At the Ted Spread. Thanks for the recommendation at Matt Walsh. Burger was great. Let's find out what Brian Grady had for lunch. Oh, and I suppose we should also check in with his, findings, corn and the soybeans and the what have you. We'll do all that. Come on back.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
Spring floods, fall floods.
There's extreme fires, extreme drought.
Extreme weather cost American farmers over $21 billion in 2023.
Our farm is more resilient through the use of cover crops.
These USDA climate programs are good for Main Street America.
Conservation practices that help farmers weather these storms are at risk in the Farm Bill.
If you're smart farming, you're also climate smart farming.
Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Are you a farmer stressing about grain prices? Ready to boost your bottom line without sacrificing performance? Meet Meltdown by BW Fusion. The original nutrient release product trusted for decades and used on millions of acres. Meltdown breaks down crop residue and releases P and K nutrients. Start seeing cost savings and crop productivity in your first year. Transform residue into revenue with Meltdown. Visit bw-fusion.com/meltdown or call 888-429-3874.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry in harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know? And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. So glad to be bringing coverage of Pro Farmer's Midwest Crop Tour. This tweeted out from Pro Farmer to hashtag PFTour24. Did you know? ... It says, Crop Tour has been organized and hosted by Pro Farmer since 1993. The same procedures are used each year to make year-to-year comparisons relevant and useful. I'm going to bring in Eastern leg of the tour director, Brian Grady, also the editor of Pro Farmer. But, Brian, you've been out on a few Pro Farmer Midwest crop tours in your day. I'm just wondering here on day one, before we get too deep into the crops, that procedure, the same procedures used year by year by year. Talk to me about the value of the voluminous data set that we've got going here now for Crop Tour.
Yeah, so 32 years, that data is invaluable, to be honest with you, because it has been the same procedure for all 32 years. Now, we added the western leg of the tour. We didn't do that 32 years ago. That was added at a later time, but we have an extensive set of data from the western leg as well. And so, across all seven of the crop tour states, we have viable long-term data to compare to, and that gives us some perspective in terms of what these numbers mean.
And it does sort of free Pro Farmer from the constraints of comparing ourselves to this, you know, this analyst house or this agency or whatever. We're out here to find our own unique data. Fair statement?
Correct. Yeah. It's impossible, you know, to avoid the comparisons to others, USDA in particular, real value in there to crop tour in the past and those types of things. USDA does some of the same or similar methodologies that we do, but everything isn't the same. The time of the sampling isn't the same. USDA no longer does. They don't go out into fields in August. They start that process in September. So we're the first in the field and hard data coming out of the fields. So there are differences, that's why it's best to compare year to year for Crop Tour. We do it the third full week of August every single year. Now, that varies depending on how the calendar falls, but it's always the third full week of August.
All right. Very good. Very good. Let's talk about your day so far today. By the quality of your signal there, it sounds like you may have arrived at your destination.
I am. I'm sitting in my hotel room. So instead of on the side of the road or parking lot or wherever the case may be, I have a strong signal.
Excellent.
I understand you may have I may have cut out a little bit on the noon show.
Oh,
the morning
just
show.
Do it, though. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So you're done taking samples for today. When we spoke this morning, we started with the corn. Let's do that again. It seemed like you felt like you were your route took you through some areas that had gotten some pretty decent rain recently. The end of the day here, your reflections on the Ohio corn crop.
What we saw was very good. So we had on nine stops in Ohio, we had an average yield of 193.7. So we are one of 11 routes that's out there, and we'll get the finality of the data from Ohio tonight and release that roughly around 8 o'clock Central Time. That's what we're shooting for. Really rock solid. We had a kind of a clunker at 128.8, 128.8 bushels per acre. That pulled things down. Otherwise, we had four of our nine samples that topped 200 bushel. And I made a comment in my vehicle that there were years when we would come through Ohio, and if you got a 200, you'd get super excited because they just didn't happen that often. And so to have four out of nine top 200 bushels really speaks volumes in terms of some of the quality of corn that was on my route today. And I went basically straight west of Dublin, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus, and straight through Crop District 5. We made one stop there, but the rest were in Crop District 4 in West Central Ohio.
Putting a seed in the ground is no guarantee. Obviously, farmers know that as well as anybody. What can you attribute the... if you've got four of nine topping 200 bushels, is it just this year the weather just happened to be just right in those particular sections? Or are you noticing some maybe a different sort of management or something out there on the corn crop in Ohio?
Well, I'm going to go back to some of the history that we've seen in Ohio.
Okay.
Ear counts out here used to be much lighter than what we saw as we moved into Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa. And no longer the case. Our ear counts today, we had a low of 80, and that's in 230-foot of row. And we had a high of 117. So there was some pretty high ear populations out there. And so that helps to drive a bigger yield. And, part of it is weather, obviously. But part of it is putting more seed in the ground and giving yourself a chance to produce more plants, which produce more ears and build a bigger yield. And I think that that's what we saw this year. Grain length was good. So there were big ears in a lot of them. And kernel rows, they're always about the same, it seems like. But ear counts and good, strong grain length, and that builds a big yield.
I'm waiting to hear about that Ohio slugger. I haven't heard you mention baseball bats or any sort of allusions to enormoid ears that might have caught your attention. You didn't find any this year on your route so far?
So the field that we pulled 117 ears out of 230-foot of row, yeah. The average length was 7.5. The kernel rows around was 16.7. Okay. And it ended up at a 244. That was a really, really good field.
That's a slugger.
I don't want to put too much weight into one sample, and we've talked about on that. But that one was a strong sample, a really strong sample. We had another one that was 107 ear count, 7.8 grain inches average. 16 kernel rows around average, and that was a 222, almost 223 on that yield. So yeah. Those two in particular had really high ear populations. Those were our two highest ear populations. It used to be not uncommon to have ear counts in the 80s, into the mid-90s sometimes and things like that. They're really up. Here recently, last year, obviously, and then this year again in particular. But the plant populations have really gone up here in Ohio recently.
Now, over the weekend, I drove to Cedar Falls and back from here in Kansas City. There's a fair amount, indeed, God's country. There's a fair amount of drowned out spots, some bald spots out in the middle of some of these fields here, at least right along 35. And some of the neighboring roads. Are you finding any of that out there, or a pretty consistent crop?
No, there are some thin spots and things like that. We didn't encounter those on my route, but I did talk to some other scouts that took a more southerly route today when I first got into the hotel this afternoon, and they indicated that they didn't see nearly as good a quality amongst all their samples like we did. But, there are some lesser soils here in Ohio, and so they require pretty timely and consistent rains to produce big yields on those fields. And that's kind of what pulls the state down historically, is that you just have a little bit more variability in it. And I think that'll be the case again. We talked at the morning show about the consistency of last year's crop and how it was just so impressive. It was impressive this year. I don't think what I saw was quite as impressive as last year, but boy, there's some big top-end yields out there from what I saw.
Okay, very good. We're going to run out of time pretty quick here. We better get to beans. Just sort of some general impressions. What are your thoughts on the Ohio bean crop that you saw today?
I was pretty impressed with the Ohio bean crop. Tall, dark, lush, and heavily potted. Pod counts on our route averaged almost 1296, so 1296, and we had a couple that were under 1,000 in the 900s, and we had as high as almost 2000, high 1900s. So really, really strong soybean crop, and it's got moisture. That's the key thing in the area I was in. It'll have moisture to finish because of the rains that happened over the weekend and some again overnight.
Well, Brian, you'll be calculating these results as scouts come in, and you'll have the final tally tonight. That's released at, what is it? Is it 8 Central Time?
Yes, 8 Central Time. So out here in Indiana tonight, we're an hour ahead of time in the Eastern Time Zone, so it'll be 9 o'clock Eastern, but 8 o'clock Clark Central.
Well, we'll look forward to those results, Brian. Hey, man, day one is almost in the can here. Appreciate you, and we'll be looking forward to talking to you in the morning. All right, buddy?
Absolutely. Talk to you later.
Right on. That's Eastern Leg Tour Director Brian Grady, also the editor of Pro Farmer. Brian's been at it an awful long time. Stick around. We got Chip Flory on the other side of the break.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were 1.5 cents higher at 556.5. December SRW wheat down 0.25 cents to 552.25. September corn futures firmed 7.5 cents to 378. December corn gained 7.75 to $4.25. September soybean futures 17.5 cents higher on the day at 9.56.25. Novi beans gained 19 to 9.76. December cotton today was 144 points higher at 68.68. On your livestock, October fat cattle were 72.5 cents higher at 179.02.5. September feeders down 22.5 cents to 239.27.5. And October lean hog futures up $1.72.5 to $76.80. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly sunny today and quite comfortable, with calm winds out of the northwest. High temperatures are hitting the low 80s. This as a high pressure system settles in overhead, keeping us dry all week long. A few clouds build in tonight with low temperatures falling to the mid-50s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 76.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Pioneer. Pioneer combines cutting-edge research with one of the largest local testing programs in the industry to help farmers succeed. Pioneer. What's next happens here.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here behind the big green leafy microphone of AgriTalk. And we're happy to be here. I've got we just talked to Brian Grady out east. We've got Chip Flory standing by. He's chambered. I just want to remind you, beloved listeners, you can check out all the results at profarmer.com. Agweb.com is going to have some stuff. We've got results coming out at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's Central Time tonight, Monday night. And we'll have releases throughout the week. You'll catch on to the schedule pretty quickly. We try to keep our schedule consistent, too. And I just wanted to lean into our scouts just a little bit. Hello, scouts. We appreciate you so much. If you are listening, here's the deal. I want to see your lunches, okay? Somebody had liver and onions with bologna and rabbit today. I kind of would like to see a picture of that. Tweet us your pictures, huh, of your lunches? Because it's vital we keep you fueled up, and I want to make sure that you're properly nourished. Hashtag PF Tour 24. Chip Flory, how'd lunch treat you today? You skipping lunch
okay.
today, or
yeah? Huh? It was okay? Don't ask me too much about it because it involved a chain.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. But
you feel sufficiently powered up though to finish out the rest of the day?
Well, I'm maybe the fluid level's running a little bit low right now, but
really?
I'm gonna get that fixed here in just a moment.
Well, crop tour is a thirsty business, as I understand it.
It is.
Glad to hear that. Sounds like you're having a good time out there. You seem in pretty good spirits. As I can tell, you got sunshine. You got some pretty mild temperatures out there. You started in South Dakota, working your way southward through eastern Nebraska. Let's do as I did with Brian and start with the corn. Your thoughts by now on those, I don't know if you want to break them out as South Dakota and Nebraska separately or what you want to do. Talk to me about corn, baby.
Yeah, let's go with South Dakota corn first, okay? And when we pulled 9 samples out of South Dakota, and we ended up with an average yield at 161 bushels per acre, and that was just on the one round.
Okay.
But it started off pretty consistent and pretty good. Just south of Sioux Falls, our first 4 stops were really good, but as we made our way to the south, conditions got drier and drier, and our corn yield expectations kind of got all over the place when you get right down to it. And it's not that we saw a lot of diseases. We did see some southern rust. It made it all the way up there. There was some gray leaf spot out there, but as I wouldn't say that the disease was having a big impact on the yield potential that we saw out there.
I had to bring it up this morning to ask you about it.
You didn't
feel compelled to mention it. So I take that as a good sign.
Exactly. I do feel like maybe we're missing a few ears, that the germination, because of some of the challenges that we had this spring, germination might've been off a touch. So, yeah, like I said, I feel like we're missing some ears. Grain length is good. And, of course, the number of kernel rows around are going to be real close to 16 on average. Mm-hmm. But the grain length was good, and I feel pretty good about, 161. Number one, it's not that far off of, like, the 3-year average in South Dakota. Number two, USDA on August 1 put the crop at 162 in South Dakota. So, yeah, my route, I feel like we saw what USDA saw as of August 1.
Okay, very good. Now, we talked to Brett Waltz this morning for an extended weather conversation.
Yeah.
And he was talking about a pretty favorable harvest window there. And I was thinking about the conversation you and I had about the timing of planting and how that's impacted the development that you saw there in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Boy, this could help us out an awful lot, couldn't it?
Yeah, two very different development paces on the corn crop up in South Dakota. One of the fields that we were in, 3/4 dent. Another field had just pollinated very recently, like in the last week. It was just in the blister stage. So there's a wide range of maturity on the corn crop, but, you know, as long as it's in the dough stage, I feel okay about it. it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take some work to get that to maturity before the before the end of the growing season. But at the same time, if we can keep things moving along at the pace that we're at right now, mm-hmm. then I feel good about the ability of that crop to gain some weight late in the season too. Okay.
I like that.
So yeah, yeah. That's the kind of thing that makes a big yield. Now, if we're not going to slow cook it into the end of the year mm-hmm. and things go a little bit quicker, then all of a sudden I get a little bit more concerned about how the South Dakota crop is going to finish up.
You don't want to rush. Yeah.
I don't want to rush it. No,
yeah,
that's right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
So it sounds like variable, but a pretty decent yield factor in place there.
I'd call it average. Yep.
Okay. Yep. I bet there are some farmers in the area who would gladly latch on to average this year.
That's right.
What about the beans up there?
Okay. Again, a wide range in the number of pods in a 3x3 foot square, from low 400s up to 1600 in South Dakota. In Nebraska, we've got a low in the mid 350s and a high in the 1800s. The range just got wider as we made our way. And of course, in Nebraska, we were looking at the difference between dry land and irrigated. The irrigated field that we were in gave us the highest pod count that we've been in yet at that 1800. Yep. So things are coming along there. But dude, just north of Norfolk, we started really getting into some drier conditions. It's still hilly enough that you can see into the fields, and some of the side hills are getting thin, starting to get off colored. And yeah, there's some stress that's starting to show up out there, some dry stress starting to show up in the corn and soybean fields. There's no question about it.
How far south do you need to get before you start seeing irrigation taking place out there, before you see pivots in the field?
Yeah, we're into it. Basically, when you get into, you'll see a little bit of it in South Dakota on the route that I was on. I came through Yankton, I was on Highway 81.
Yep.
And on that route, you'll see a little bit of irrigation up in South Dakota. But then as soon as you come across the border and come across the river into Nebraska, you start seeing it on a more regular basis. Now, as we make our way down to Grand Island, that's when mm-hmm. we'll really get into it. And tomorrow morning, when we start off on that trip, basically from Grand Island over as far as, call it York, something mm-hmm. like that. Yep. I mean, it's irrigated. It's irrigated corn. Yeah.
Okay. So are you, I don't know, gosh, it doesn't sound like there's been much for diseases to latch onto in that bean crop.
No, not as far as diseases go. I saw a little bit of leaf blight of some kind, in a couple of the fields, but nothing that I'd be too concerned about. Again, as we were talking about on corn, it's easy to see the two different planting dates that guys were challenged with this year. I'd say half of the samples were fat, filled out, putting on good size in the pods, and the other half flat pods and still blooming. So that's not all that typical. That's not ordinary up in South Dakota. I don't like to see blooming beans at this time of the year. You're going to have to extend the growing season if those blooms are going to turn into pods and grow a bean that can actually be harvested. And I'm not saying that that can't happen or won't happen, mm-hmm. but you can't mm-hmm. count on it. That's for sure.
Okay. So we can't necessarily say whether or not it has the time. Does it have the water? Does it have the other elements that it needs if the time leans our way?
If we don't get another rain up in South Dakota before this bean crop tries to finish off, it's going to go backwards. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any question about it. You got to, you know, one good rain is going to go a long ways on that South Dakota bean crop. Same thing up in northeast Nebraska on what we've seen so far. But it's not done. It's got to have another rain. If it doesn't get it, like I said, it's going to go backwards. There's no doubt. No doubt.
So you've got the big meeting tonight in Grand Island, correct?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And results at, again, as I said earlier, 8 p.m. Central Time. The results of today's findings will be released.
We'll have the results for South Dakota tonight. We won't have any results for Nebraska until tomorrow night, but we'll have the final number on South Dakota when we meet tonight.
Very good, because you've got a little bit of Nebraska to hit yet in the morning, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do everything south of the Platte River and Grand Island over to Nebraska City. So southeast Nebraska is all day tomorrow.
Chip Flory, you sound as happy as I've ever heard you, buddy. I hope you're enjoying it out there. Those Nebraska soybeans, they're widening their arms
everywhere.
To give you a good hug,
they're
buddy.
They're everywhere.
Chip Flory from the Western Leg there. Appreciate you, buddy. Be safe.
See you, man.
All right. We'll talk to Chip again in the morning. Right now, I'm getting ready for a conversation with Carrie Hartack.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text PREP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text PREP to 42424. That's PREP to 42424.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. Call now to find out how much your case could be worth.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Another great harvest, thanks to Pioneer brand corn.
Just a few questions.
Who are you?
Kim Kernel, Ag Sports News. I've been chasing your combine for a while. How does it feel getting 10 more bushels per acre over last season?
It feels great. Couldn't have done it without Pioneer. It's America's number one corn brand.
And there you have it, folks, live from the field.
Who are you talking to?
Pioneer, your best year starts here. Learn more at pioneer.com/best yet.
Want to start building before spring? Morton Building's winter windup is the chance to get ahead of winter weather and save big on select building projects. Now through October 31st, we'll be working all winter long, but building spots are limited. Don't wait to start your project. Click Get Started at MortonBuildings.com today.
It's time to cut costs. Your Meristem dealer has the keys. Unlock the NPK you already own with new, improved Excavator AMS powered by Microbialize technology. Excavator AMS is the first and only all-in-one nutrient release and residue breakdown product with built-in nitrogen, surfactants, and water conditioner. Take cost out of your fertilizer and adjuvant spend now. Unlock nutrition faster with Excavator AMS. Learn more and find a dealer at MeristemAg.com. Always more bushels for less.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
Hi, I'm Paul Niefer, a CPA and author of the Farm CPA blog and column for Top Producer. Join me every week on the Top Producer podcast for conversations about the top trends in farm management, tax issues, succession planning, policy implications, and more. Each week, I visit with business-minded farmers and ag experts for lively and in-depth conversations. Subscribe to the Top Producer podcast, available on your preferred podcast platform, and listen to a new episode every Tuesday.
If the world is your oyster, we've got pearls of wisdom on AgriTalk.
Yes, we do. Pearls collected from Ohio and South Dakota today. Your pal Davis Michelson, you are listening to AgriTalk. Thanks so much for tuning in. A big week of coverage this week. Hey, Scouts, I'm just going to say it again. This morning I asked if you would pipe in and give us a boy howdy if you're listening to AgriTalk while you're out there on the road, hashtag PFTour24. Let's mix it up. I want to see lunches. Tomorrow, let's have a picture of your lunch. It looks like it's wild out there over the lunch hour, and I would love to see it. So, Scouts, we want to make sure that you are properly nourished. Send us, if you're eating something, and even if it looks medium delicious, hey, send it on over. Hashtag it PFTour24. And by the way, pro tip, we'll have all the results and stuff on ProFarmer.com. As I said at the bottom of the hour, there is a such thing as tryprofarmer.com. I'm just saying, tryprofarmer.com, crop tour results. And also, once you get on there, you can find out how to sample your own fields. So you can maybe at least get a decent idea of what you've got going out there. But I digress. I'm getting way off track here. Kerry Artek, Artek Advisory, WickedStocks.com has joined us today for an extended conversation. Kerry, how the heck are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Davis. How you doing?
Doing really, really good. Now, with your WickedStocks.com, you're going to add some perspective to the stock market and to a one stock in particular. But for our audience, would you start us at December corn and just survey the landscape in December corn for us, please, Kerry?
Certainly, certainly, certainly. So, you know, we're in a longer-term bear trend. There is a one-year channel top that's well above the market now at 438 even. That we tested a lot in May when it was in the mid 450s. We've fallen away from there, but we've hit a channel support that's about 2 years in the making on the December only chart. And that is at 390 even on the weekly basis. On a daily basis, it actually, we tagged it today exactly with that 391 and three quarter low. It's dropping a little bit every day. But if you average it out for the week, it's 390. We've been testing it for the last few weeks. I've been telling my subscribers that as long as we continue trading, closing above 390 even, dropping a little bit every week, that this market could round back up to 438 even. And dropping weekly over the next 2 to 3 months. The clear signal for that would be a settlement this week above 412 even. Now, we close at 400 and a quarter today. There is the possibility that we could make our way up to 412 and a quarter by the end of the week. And if we can nudge above that, close above that on Friday, 412 and a quarter, then I would expect 438 even in as little as 3 to 5 weeks. So we could see 438 even by the end of September if we can close this week above 412 even. Until then, the 2 to 3 week time frame is kind of two-sided between 390 and 412. We could top out at 412 back to 390. If we close below 390 even long-term support. And that is kind of the odds-on favorite by a hair because of the longer-term bear market. Then I expect another phase of longer-term selling pressures to send this market south to 320 even within 2 to 3 months and 388. I'm sorry. What do I have down there? Two. That was a two. It's not a seven. 293 even as we move into winter, spring. And that is a real possibility. That is a 12-year channel bottom. So let me say that again, that if we close below 390 even on Friday, I do think as we move into winter, spring of next year, this thing can unwind all the way into the lower 290s, where a multi-year low can be placed. I might add that as well. On to September feeder cattle. We've been testing a meaningful longer-term support for the last week or so, last couple of weeks. 238.5 is the big level this week. We closed today at 239.27, so we're testing it still. From here, we can round back up to long-term resistance. That 30-year channel top we tested back in May at 268.10 in reach over the next 3 to 5 months. On the way up, I've got 248 even as a meaningful upward pivot point that can contain buying into September. And if we can close above 248 even over the next few weeks, that 268 even becomes looking likely again by the end of the year. Now for the downside, if we close this week Friday below 238.5, that is a long-term support level that goes back 4 years. It does define the four-year bull market we've seen since April of 2020. And if we close below it, it does need to be by a 1% margin. This week's magic number is 236.12. We close 236.12 or lower. We actually enter a bear market for the first time in a long time, in probably 4 or 5 years for the broader feeder cattle market. I would expect 209.42 within about 3 to 5 months. And by this point next year, the 180s wouldn't surprise me. But only if we close below 238.50 this week by that 1% margin of 236.12. And finally, the stock pick this week, NVIDIA. 3 days ago last week, we put out a meaningful buy signal that remains intact this week above 119.26. We're trading right around 129 even now, so we've had some nice follow-through on that buy signal. Any downside retracements to 119.26 this week should be considered buy opportunities into October trade. I'm expecting 153.35 and rising. That's an 8-month channel top over the next 1 to 2 months. And so that's a nice 20% move to the upside over the next couple of months. On the way up, I think over the next 2 to 3 weeks, 140.76, the June high in reach. We could double top there for a week or two. If we close above 140.76, 153.35 likely within just another 2 to 3 weeks, where we could actually top out into possibly through the first quarter of next year. Downside, if NVIDIA closes back below 119.26, all bets are off. This thing can unwind all the way back to that low from several weeks ago at 96.75. And that's all I've got, Davis.
Kerry, it felt like the tech stocks, the AI-related stocks in particular, kind of fell apart. Was that 2 weeks ago maybe or so? And there, I'm sure that there are some who are a little afraid to re-enter that market there. What would you gauge our risk at here, that we're going to take another run at the downside like we saw a few weeks ago?
Well, the Triple Q, the NASDAQ 100, put out a solid low, I think, through the rest of the year just a couple of weeks ago. I think it's pretty – I think you need to take your steps, but I do see this market revving up again. I think that was a bubble that needed to be popped, but it wasn't a long-term bubble. It just needed to irrational exuberance. How's that?
I like
needed
it.
To be tamed just a bit. And I think this market can heat up again as we move into later year.
Well, that exuberance was Billy Mumphrey's downfall, as we all know. Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory. Hey, you can get a 2-week free trial. Go to artakadvisory.com. He's also got wickedstocks.com. Kerry Artak, thanks again, buddy. Great stuff.
Thanks, Davis. You take care now.
All right. Well, we've talked to the Crop Tour gang. We're anxious to speak with them again. Oh, here we go. I've got the temperature outlook. It looks like for the next 6 to 10 days, according to the National Weather Service, above normal temperatures across Crop Tour land. Let's just call it that. Below normal temperatures out into the PNW almost. Below normal precip to near normal precip over the Midwest. Above normal precip expected in Montana. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more Crop Tour coverage. I hope you'll be here with us as well. I can't wait to see what happens next.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next.
Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm at a smoothie bar asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today.